AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. Great to be back here with you on a Monday. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Thanks to John Pickens and Jenna Barr for filling in for me last week. And so catch me up. What happened? What did I miss? No, I'm serious. I tried to not follow any news. I was like, I'm not following any of this. Even today, I was like procrastinating to the last minute to start looking at news. You know, I'm like, all right, fine. I get back into the news here. So I still look at the news and it's talking about Biden, you know, classified documents. I'm like, oh, we're still talking about Biden's classified documents? That was, I'd be gone for over a week and we were getting out of that and it's still being like, wait, what's that? Oh, these are new documents that have been found when he was a senator. Oh, okay. how is this still going on? This is crazy. So the FBI, you know, they're investigating the classified documents that were discovered on his property. And I guess what's happened is as they've been investigating, they've been finding more classified documents. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. All right. So what else went down while I was gone? I really didn't try to follow. I just tried. I was like, I need a break. I need a complete mental break from everything that's going on in the news. And so I start off today and there's just tons of news stories, tons and tons of news stories. Mass shooting that happened over the weekend. In fact, one of the big stories today is that two of the 11 victims in Monterey have been in that mass shooting in Monterey. Two of the 11 victims have been identified now. And I'm sure they'll be identifying the rest of them as days go on. Then a big story for today out of the U.S. Capitol, the January 6th committee or Capitol attack. Four more Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. Remember that one dude who ended up putting his feet up on the desk of Nancy Pelosi's office. Like he was just like chilling out and Nancy Pelosi, he has been convicted as well. So that's some of the updates on the U.S. Capitol. Then the Ukraine update. Poland has formally asked Germany for permission to supply Ukraine with their Leopard main battle tanks. So I don't know why they're going to ask Germany for the approval, but okay. But they've formally requested to provide tanks to Ukraine. So of course, Russia has come out and said there's going to be consequences for countries that are supplying Ukraine. And, you know, they've already sanctioned a lot of Americans and America in and of itself and others. But so now they think this is a threat to other countries that like Poland that's wanting to provide tanks. They're going, all right, well, you do that, we're going to sanction you. Well, there'll be consequences for you as well. President Zelensky, in the meantime, in Ukraine, promises to swiftly confront Ukraine corruption. That has been something that's been growing in concern for Americans, both on the right and the left. There's a lot of money that's been going to Ukraine. Has that money been going to the things it was allotted for, like firearms, munitions, and other things? And there's really not a good accounting of what's going on with that money. And so that pressure has been put on President Zelensky now, and he says that they will swiftly confront the corruption there. All right, I guess we'll just have to see, right? This story actually came out yesterday, but it's still kind of going on. One of the top stories in the news here, Congresswoman Catherine Clark, her daughter was accused of assaulting a Boston police officer at a protest. So that's something here locally. We've had protests going on here locally pertaining to Roe v. Wade being overturned. As I was reading about this, trying to catch up with the news a little bit, one of the bits of news that I found was that Kamala Harris was here in Florida. All right, cool. I didn't realize that. But she was here protesting the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I guess President Biden last week issued a statement or a proclamation pertaining to Roe v. Wade and abortion access on the federal level. Got a couple of thoughts about that. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some slow-moving traffic on Sorrento Road. This is going to be as you're approaching Bauer Road, again, in both directions approaching that intersection. And we're still seeing our everyday afternoon delays leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. On the bridge, use a lot of caution as we do have some construction going on. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I guess with one of the things that's going on pertaining to protests around the country is pertaining to overturning Roe v. Wade. Coming about after President Biden issued a proclamation last week, basically saying it was egregious that they overturned it, that Roe v. Wade was the law of the land, and it was constitutional. My one thought about that was, when I was reading about that this morning, I would love to have an honest sit-down interview with President Biden about a number of things, but one of which being this, and being his statement on that. And I would just preface it by saying, could you please define for me what you think legislating from the bench means? Whenever we say we don't want to legislate from the bench, what does that mean? And what does it mean to have the separation of powers between the judicial branch and the legislative branch? And after he does his explanation, then I would like him to explain to me how Roe v. Wade was not legislating from the bench and how Roe v. Wade was not a separation of the powers because it was unconstitutional. And now it's been corrected, and now it's up to the states. If we want it on a federal level, it needs to be passed. There needs to be a federal law that needs to be, a bill that needs to go through the proper process. And so it's not about whether or not you agree with abortion or disagree with abortion or want abortion access or don't want abortion. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the legality of it. It was unconstitutional. It was legislated from the bench. There was no legal laws that. Or bills on the federal level that says that you could do that. I mean, there's nowhere in the Constitution that talks about abortion and even female health care. Even if you're in that camp where you go, well, it's about female health care. Well, even if there's nothing on the federal level that says that they have the right to guide that. And what does the 10th Amendment say? If it's not in here, then it's left up to the states to manage it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Top trending news. Stick around. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thank you for joining me. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, I got an update on the storms from last year. Kind of a surprising story. At least to me, it was a surprising story. So we'll talk about that in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Iowa that happened near downtown Des Moines, where a teacher was also injured at the Starts Right Here mentorship program. Police say multiple suspects were detained. A trending story in Florida that you may have missed out on, Bobby, was Governor Ron DeSantis and the state of Florida talking about an AP African American Studies course that last week was announced that they were putting the ban on. They were not going to allow this AP course to be taught in Florida schools. They didn't really specify any reasons for that, so that was generating a lot of controversy. Washington weighing on it. Governor DeSantis provided some specifics on that today.
This course on Black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids.
He was speaking in Jacksonville today. Many New Yorkers want embattled Congressman George Santos to resign. A new Siena College survey revealed 59% say he should step down. 56% say they view him unfavorably. And rip to Eminem's famous Spoke candies. They're being put on leave indefinitely. Apparently, there was some outrage of sorts over some new candies that they had introduced, including a purple one, in an effort to be more inclusive. Eminem says, fine, we're just going to do away with them indefinitely now. Maya Rudolph introduced as the new company spokesperson, who will appear in their Super Bowl ad this year.
Oh, very interesting. You know, one of the things, M&M's are one of those strange candies where really, if you taste them, they're really not that good of a candy, but I like them.
I mean, yeah, like they're...
Like, it's not really rich chocolate. It's not really like a rich, creamy chocolate or anything like that. It's not a anything particularly flavorful that you're like, man, this is... So it's just like sugar coating over kind of a hard, waxy chocolate. But I like it.
Yeah.
So it's you know, and it's been times where I'm like, this doesn't make sense why I like this so much.
I've never turned down M&M's.
That,
you know, it's like.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
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 I don't actively seek them out, but I never turn them down.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's not like, I mean, if you're going to compare it to all these other chocolates that are available out there on the market, it's not one that you're going to be like, well, that one's the best chocolate. But for some reason, it's just like you said, you're not going to turn it down though when it's offered. Although I'll say, one of my favorite like movie snacks is a root beer with M&Ms. Just having a root beer with M&Ms and like just the plain M&Ms, not the peanut ones with peanut butter. Even though I like the peanut butter ones and everything, I just the plain M&Ms with root beer is like a good pairing. I don't know what it is. But
Gracie, Jen and I were actually talking about this last week about, you know, M&Ms would be a good candy to put in your popcorn if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh.
People do that. Oh, like, I don't, but, you know, some people in movies do put their chocolates in.
Don't they sell the bags? They sell the bags with the M&Ms in them. Yeah. Now. Yeah. I think I have seen that kind of a thing. You'd have to use like a kettle corn, though. I don't think you could use like buttered popcorn. Like movie theater butter popcorn with M&Ms, that's too much of a contrast.
I think Gracie's likes that.
You disagree with me?
I'm not a huge person on that, but that's like a thing that people do is they'll get the popcorn, normal movie theater popcorn, and then they'll put M&Ms in it for like a salty sweet situation. It's not my everyday go-to.
That's too much of a contrast. The butter popcorn from the theaters is just too much.
It's a real
kettle corn.
It's just the maturity you need in your taste buds to appreciate it, probably.
Yeah, I don't have the mature taste buds, I guess. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we have with traffic on the fives?
We are seeing slow-moving traffic on Sorrento Road in both directions heading towards Bauer at that intersection. Expect some slowdowns. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good and everyday afternoon delays. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. That's going to be on the bridge due to construction. We have one lane open in the eastbound direction, so use some caution there. Bridges are looking good. That's 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, a story about the weather from 2022 that kind of surprised me. It took me a little bit by surprise. I'll share this with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3. No, you don't have to wear your best fake smile. Don't have to stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't like it. with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, you know, going into the 2022 season, particularly the hurricane season, I really expected it to be a bad hurricane year. And, of course, we had one bad one, but it was just one. For the most part, we didn't really have that many hurricanes. It ended up being okay of a year. But then I saw this story. 2022 was a record-breaking year for severe weather in Alabama. Last year, there were 98 tornadoes across the state of Alabama, according to the National Weather Service. That's the second greatest number of tornadoes on record. 2011 saw the most with 145. And that's 98 tornadoes across Alabama last year. Now, here's the thing. In January, Alabama's already had 28 tornadoes this month alone. Oh, that's a record for the most in a month. And so hopefully it slows down pretty quick. I mean, hurricanes are devastating. Tornadoes freak me out, though. Totally freak me out. So that's a pretty rough one right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Hey, we're talking about M&M's, and this is a good point here. M&M's shell, the shell, you know, the candy shell, it was created to send chocolate to soldiers overseas. Well, that's pretty awesome. I like it. I saw this story as well. Cheyenne Smith, Pensacola mother, has been named the 2023 Florida Mother of the Year. That's right. Cheyenne Smith is, she joined the Air Force in 2012. She remains on active duty status. She currently serves as a volunteer firefighter and runs a nonprofit helping those with food and housing insecurities. And she's, she completed her master's degree pertaining to mental health. She went back to school because she saw a mental health crisis in the military. And so she's currently working on her, not PhD. As the psychology, she's working on her doctorate when it comes to mental health. So, whew, busy, busy, busy. And she's a mother of two daughters. So, congratulations to Cheyenne Smith for being the 51st woman in Florida history to hold the honor of the Florida Mother of the Year. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, it's Fox News Update, followed by your sports hit. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we've got to talk about how Governor DeSantis is trying to push for teachers to get more pay raises. And he's been successful in past years of getting higher pay for starting teachers, you know, for new teachers. But now he's trying to increase overall teacher pay. However, he's getting a little bit of pushback from Democrats on it. I'll tell you why coming up in about 5 minutes, right here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, by the way, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here. Four more Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th Capitol attack. And then Poland has officially asked Germany for approval to give tanks to Ukraine to help them fight against Russia. And Spotify is going to lay off 6% of its workforce as we continue to see more and more of these large companies starting to do layoffs since the beginning of the year. And here's another example, Spotify laying off 6% of its workforce. All right, those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA on NBA TV tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock with the Atlanta Hawks against the Chicago Bulls. And then on NBA TV at 9:30, it'll be the Memphis Grizzlies against the Sacramento Kings. And then NCAA men's basketball is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6 o'clock with Duke against Virginia Tech, followed by number 9 Kansas against number 17 Baylor. That'll be around 8 o'clock. NHL hockey, Florida Panthers are going to be playing the Rangers at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus. And there's a few other games on ESPN Plus, but I think that's the one that you know, most be interested in. When it comes to sports news, just a follow-up from yesterday's NFL games, the Cowboys running back Pollard, he did indeed fracture his fibula, which you could kind of tell when you saw replays that he broke his leg. And he's going to require surgery to get that fixed. Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers has a calf contusion, but he is expected to play against the Eagles. In the meantime, the Chiefs are preparing as if Patrick Mahomes will play, even though he's got a sprained ankle and they're just being cautious about it. The Giants general manager says they plan to move forward with quarterback Daniel Jones. They're planning on sticking with him. At least they'd like to see him come back. Over in the NBA, we've got the Lakers reportedly trading with the Wizards for Rui Hachimura, and they'll send Kendrick Nunn and 3 draft picks over to the Wizards. And in AP Men's Basketball Top 25, Purdue has jumped back to the number one spot after Temple shocked Houston. That is your sports news. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola, Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. Sorrento Road, as you're getting closer to Bower, you are going to see some slow-moving traffic in both directions, so just keep that in mind. And 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, you're definitely going to see some slight delays getting closer to Sorrento Road, as well as westbound, leaving Mary Esther, heading towards Navarre in the westbound direction. Expect some typical afternoon congestion. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, in Governor DeSantis' first term as governor here in the state of Florida, he was successful in increasing teacher pay. However, it was pretty much for starting teachers, new teacher pay. And so that's been a concern. I've even heard from some people who are teachers here in the area that have messaged me and said, you know, that there's some new teachers who, you know, starting off their job, they're already getting paid close to what, you know, veteran teachers have been teaching 5 or 6 years have been, you know, they've been here all for a long time. They're already getting paid more than them. So he announced a series of proposals looking at trying to increase teacher pay and having more raises and things like that. Plus, he wants to give educators more authority to oppose discipline among students. But apparently, Democrats in the House and the Senate here in the state of Florida are arguing it's just political. Quote, this is House Democrat leader Fentress Driscoll. Quote, this is a political move from a man who wants to run for president and distract from the abortion discussion. End quote. Wait, what? What? So, teacher pay, which affects, you know, I mean, that's been a big demand. That's actually one of the areas that Florida can improve on is teacher pay. And so there's a lot of teachers here who are leaving the teaching profession, partly because of pay. And so this is something that's been a big demand. It was a big success to be able to get starting teacher salaries to increase. But, you know, it wasn't enough. We need teacher raises for existing teachers. And so this is a huge issue that both Democrats and Republicans really want. And usually Democrats are the ones doing the cheerleading for this. So he's proposing this and they go, this is just political. I'm like, it's a political move. Why is it political? I had to pull this article up. And then when I saw that they said it's political because he's distracting from the abortion discussion. What abortion discussion? Florida already passed abortion restrictions last year and about 3 years ago. And so the only abortion discussion that's going on is the Republicans who control the House and the Senate are actually talking about increasing the restrictions even further and making abortion restricted after 12 weeks So what abortion discussion? It's the, oh my, like, talk about political. Talk about political. That's political. Instead of the House leader, the Democrat House leader, discussing ways to, hey, let's see how we can get this $200 million, how it will best be used to benefit teachers and maybe not just administrators. Instead of trying to fight for teachers and everything, it's just, they made it political by trying to shift the conversation to something else that isn't really going to help a whole lot of people. I'm just, wow. Okay. that was very bizarre. Teachers should be paid more. Cut down the pay on those politicians that, for complaining. those politicians that are complaining. Yeah. Yeah. You're complaining about the teachers trying to get more pay. Maybe your pay needs to get cut. Oh my goodness. This is just, I was just shocked when they said it was political. I was like, okay, why are they thinking it's political? And then I pulled it up and it was like, cause he's not talking about abortion. That's political. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then, did you see the story about Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon? If you've not seen it, I got to share it with you. That's next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin just got married for the fourth time over the weekend. The fourth time. All right, not too bad. I mean, he's 93 years old. 93 years old, just got married for the fourth time to 63-year-old woman, Anka Faure. Yeah. So... 30-year difference between their marriages, but he's 93 and she's 63. So it's not like she's young, but he's 93. So it's a 30-year difference right there. All right, there you go. Buzz Aldrin getting married. Says that they are, I called her his longtime love. She's the executive vice president of his company. And he says they're as excited as eloping teenagers. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, two students dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Iowa near Des Moines, where a teacher was also injured at the Starts Right Here mentorship program. Police say multiple suspects are in custody. Meanwhile, an 11th person has died from Saturday's mass shooting in Southern California. The LA County Health Department says the victim was being treated for extensive injuries after the shooting. Investigators say the 72-year-old killer took his own life after he was tracked down Sunday. The IRS is hoping for a better, smoother tax season. Thousands of new customer service representatives hired thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. Some 5,000 new reps will help slash call waiting times and shorten the processing time for paper tax returns. And a movie about Nike's rise to dominance in the shoe industry, starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, will hit theaters in the spring. Amazon Studios' Air will debut on April 5th. Affleck will play Nike co-founder Phil Knight, and Damon will play Sonny Vaccaro, the man who signed Michael Jordan to his first shoe deal.
Oh, very interesting. It's been a while since we've seen them in anything together, so it'll be interesting to watch. Thank you very much, Joe. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we're talking about Buzz Aldrin getting married on his 93rd birthday. I forgot to bring up that point. It was his birthday, getting married to 63-year-old Dr. Anka Faure, who's in she's the executive vice president of his company. And so she's 30 years his younger. So, okay. I got a text here that says, well, at least she's of legal age. Yeah.
But the thing is, she looks younger than that because I just pulled up a picture. She doesn't have one wrinkle. She has a lot of work done where she looks younger than 60.
Yeah, she's definitely had a lot of work done. You can kind of tell because she has kind of the pulled cheek look to her face. But so she doesn't look 60. You would not think.
And he looks old.
She looks. And he looks pretty good for 93, though.
True.
For 93, he looks pretty good. So, yeah. But, you know. Hey, you just never know. Speaking of dating and everything, I mean, you wouldn't think somebody in their 90s is dating, but I guess they are. It's right there's the example. There's a new dating app called Tame. And apparently this is trying to tame maybe your passions, your enthusiasm. And so it bans ghosting, for one. I guess that's an issue with dating apps or something. You're talking to somebody and all of a sudden they just stop talking to you completely. So now it bans ghosting. How do they ban? They make you talk to the person. Like, you have to talk to that person now. Until you tell them that you're no longer talking to them, you have to talk to them. How's it going to keep you from ghosting somebody? Anyway, it says it bans ghosting, but it also bans you from talking to multiple people at once. So, yeah, to chat with, so like you can chat with somebody, you can chat with multiple people, but you can't have multiple chats going on at the same time, apparently. I was reading into that too, because I was like, wait, so this is trying to force people into monogamous dating while you're just in a dating app? Not really, but you can't start another chat until you end the chat with the person you're on. And I don't know. It seems like a whole lot of things out there. I mean, I'm seeing some commercial during the football games about like some farmer trying to date some, like trying to find some. I'm just like, dating's gotten a little crazy to me. I don't get it. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
We're just seeing our typical delays right now. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Eastbound directions only opened up one lane due to construction. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, and expect some slowdowns on Sorrento Road. That's going to be going towards Bauer at that intersection. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here about Buzz Aldrin getting married to somebody 30 years his younger. Well, at least he's not robbing the cradle. You know what? Not very often can you say so-and-so married somebody 30 years younger than them and they're not robbing the cradle. She's 63. He's just that much older. So, yeah, I don't know. That still seems like robbing the cradle right there. When you're 93, she's 63, a 30-year difference. Oh, well, thought that was kind of interesting one right there. By the way, because of the pandemic, apparently one of the things that has changed in the dating sphere is frugality now is looked at as a positive thing. And so people are saying, if you can come up with a cheap date that's fun still, then that gets big bonus points. So I wonder what you do on a date when you're brand new dating at 92, 93 years old. And you're dating somebody 30 years you're younger. What do those dates look like? I mean, he's Buzz Aldrin. Dude walked on the moon. So his dates could be pretty crazy. Even at 90. I don't know. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Have you seen in the grocery store or grocery stores and convenience stores, they got the Fireball cinnamon whiskey bottles, the mini bottles? Well, their Fireball is being sued because the mini bottles look like Fireball cinnamon whiskey, but the label actually says Fireball cinnamon. And somewhere on the label, it actually states that it's a malt beverage with natural whiskey and other flavors. So in other words, it's not whiskey. It's a malt beverage with natural whiskey and other flavors. And here's the other thing. So it turns out normal Fireball whiskey is 66 proof or 33% alcohol, but those little mini bottles are only 33% proof or 16.5% alcohol. So 12 states are suing Fireball for basically mislabeling. And because people were getting confused thinking they were drinking the real thing, and yet the mini bottles are not the real thing. 12 states are suing up for it. Okay, that's very bizarre to me. Instead of robbing the cradle, would this be considered robbing the walker? Oh, could be. I agree. I think Buzz Aldrin looks fantastic for 93. He looks like he is in his 60s. She does not look like she's in her 60s, though. She's had a little bit of... Maybe she's just young. She's just young looking. I'm not going to say... No, she's had work. You can tell she's had work. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.